I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where I'm trolling through my more than 60 years in the musical world. The last time we were listening to Nancy Griffith's Grammy Award-winning album, Other Voices, Other Rooms, and this album really had a big impact on me in many, many ways. And I guess today we're going to be exploring some of the artists and the avenues it led me down. And I'm going to start off with the version of Tom Paxton's classic song that we recorded on Nancy's album. And this is I Can't Help But Wonder Where I'm Bound.
It's a long and dusty road, and it's a hard and heavy load. The folks I meet ain't always kind. Well, some are bad and some are good, and some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my trouble and mine. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I've been wandering through this land, just doing the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do. And the people that I see look as worried as can be, and it looks like they are a-wandering too. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Had me a buddy back home, and he started out to roam. I hear he's out by the Frisco Bay. And sometimes when I've had a few, his old voice comes a-ringing through. And I'm going out to see him someday. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Well, if you see me passing by, and you sit and you wonder why, and you wish that you were a rambler too, well, nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, just lace them up and bar the door, and thank your stars for the roof that's over you. Because I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
Nancy Griffith there singing Tom Paxton's classic Can't Help But Wonder Where I'm Bound on the Other Voices, Other Albums. Other Rooms album. And this, of course, led me back to Tom Paxton, who I'd known since the middle 60s, when he and Bob Dylan were really the leaders of the songwriting group that came up into the new ranks of folk music. And so we all did a show down in Austin, Texas to celebrate this album. And Tom was on that show and started talking to me about the possibility of our working together. And we did work together. He came up to Nashville. We went to Jack Clement's studio, where I'd had so much success. And we recorded a beautiful album called Wearing the Time. And Tom had also been introduced by Nancy to the music of Iris DeMent and immediately responded to her voice. And this is his song, Along the Verdigris, the river in Oklahoma, back where he came from. And Iris's voice just goes so beautifully with Tom on this record.
Everywhere I look today, everything is green. Oklahoma's prettier now than I have ever seen. High up in the cottonwood, an eagle makes her nest. Evening on the verdigris, the time I love the best. Down along the verdigris, seasons come and go. Life is right beside you here, and you can feel it flow. Down beneath the Arkansas and rolling to the sea, all the way to New Orleans, from here on the verdigris. Come and take a walk with me along the verdigris. I'll show you a sunset, that's the way it's meant to be. Blackbird heading homeward at the closing of the day. But just like me, the verdigris is where he means to stay. Down along the verdigris, the seasons come and go. Life is right beside you here, and you can feel it flow. Down beneath the Arkansas and the rolling to the sea, all the way to New Orleans, from here on the verdigris. My first steps were taken where her muddy waters flow. All my life I've walked these hills are what I know. I tried life in Tulsa, did not do a thing for me. I long to hear the birds in song along the verdigris. Down along the verdigris, our seasons come and go. Life is right beside you here, and you can feel it flow. Down to meet the Arkansas and rolling to the sea, all the way to New Orleans, from here on the verdigris. Down to meet the Arkansas and rolling to the sea, all the way from here on the verdigris.
Oh, there you have it with Tom Paxton and Iris DeMent on Tom's album. Wearing the Time. That's Down Along the Verdigris. And, Tom's voice has just stayed so warm over the years. He hasn't lost a bit of the timbre that really established him as a major artist. And as a songwriter, I must say, over a course of 40 or 50 years now, Tom has never flagged in his creativity. But let's listen now. We did a live album at the famous club in the D.C. area, the Birchmere, and in the course of that evening, Tom had to sing this song, which is probably his, as far as I'm concerned, his best song. If you have to have best, this is one of them, certainly The Last Thing on My Mind.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I couldn't loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
You got reasons aplenty for going.
This I know, this I know.
For the weeks have been steadily growing.
Please don't go. Please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing. As we walk, all my thoughts keep tumbling round and round, round and round. Underneath our feet, the subway rolling underground, underground. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Trace left behind. Well, I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. As I lie in my bed in the morning, without you, without you, each song in my breast dies aborted, without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. That was the last thing on my mind.
Oh, yeah. Tom Paxton there with the classic, That Was the Last Thing on My Mind. helped out there by Robin and Linda Williams, John Gorka, Stuart Duncan on the fiddle, Mike Aldridge on the dobro. It was quite a night at the Birchmere in the middle of a blizzard. The fact that everybody got there and the audience got there, and we had quite a fantastic night. And as I say, that was one of the great side blessings of the Other Voices, Other Rooms album, was that of Nancy Griffiths, that it led me to Tom Paxton again. And that also led me to the next fellow who you'll hear on this cut of The Night Rider's Lament by Michael Burton, Michael Burton's great song. And the yodeling in this song is by Don Edwards, great cowboy singer. And let's listen to Nancy do that.
While I was out a-riding, the graveyard shift midnight till dawn, the moon was as bright as a reading light for a letter from an old friend back home. And he asked me, why do you ride for your money? And why do you hope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere and you're losing your share. Oh, you must have gone crazy out there. He said, last night I ran into Ginny. They'd married and have a good life. Oh, you sure missed the track when you never came back. She made the perfect professional's wife. And she asked me, why do you ride for your money? And why do you hope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere and you're losing your share. Oh, you must have gone crazy out there. Looked at my letter and grinned, and he asked me, why do they ride for the money? And why do they rope for short pay? They ain't getting nowhere and they're losing their share. Oh, they all must be crazy out there.
Don Edwards, the best yodeler I've ever heard, except for Eldon Britt, was way back on the Hayloft Jamboree. But Don really blew me away with his singing on that song. and I hadn't met him before. So it was very exciting to be introduced to such a voice. And Don was very happy with the recording situation with Nancy. And one thing led to another, and he asked me if I would be willing to help him make an album. And he'd made a couple of albums in Nashville, and it hadn't been the greatest experience for him. He felt a bit intimidated by the studio musicians in Nashville, and I know how this can happen. And I said to him, well, we don't have to do it here. Why don't we do it where you want to do it? And where he wanted to do it was where he came from, in Fort Worth, Texas, with the musicians that he knew down there that were really schooled in the Western style of music. And I said, that would be just fine with me. So we went down there and had just a fantastic time. And here's